Back at Savage Arena, Bowling Green beats Toledo today 88-81 to snap a six-game losing streak. And we check in now with head coach Michael Huger as the Falcons not only break a six-game losing streak, coach, but just the second time ever Bowling Green has won in back-to-back years in this building. And it's all good today, coach.
It's all good today. It was a lot of fun. The game was exciting. We competed from start to finish, so that was a lot of fun.
A lot of diving on the floor for loose balls. Seemed like a lot of more talk defensively that we could hear from here. Was it just simply a factor of more communication defensively?
We did a great job talking on defense. The energy and the effort was there that ignited us talking on defense. The guys stuck together. We've been practicing, like I said, extremely well. It just hasn't translated to the game. Today was the first day that I saw everything translate into the game. We fought hard on the boards, even though we lost the battle, but we did a real good job of keeping them off the boards.
A little bit of a different substitution pattern today, coach, and you went to the bench and a little earlier maybe than normal. Justin came out of the game seemingly earlier than normal. Was that something to maybe just mix it up for him and those other guys?
I felt we needed more rest, especially for those guys at the end of the game. He'll get his minutes as long as we can keep it close in that opportunity. I can rest him a little bit more and get him ready for the long haul at the end, and that's what I tried to do, and it worked out great today.
Well, certainly a balanced scoring effort today. Juice gets you 21, Daquan with 20, Trey 17, Caden Matheny 14, Josiah Fulcher 10. I know ideally that's really what you like to spread the wealth.
Oh, definitely like to spread. We have five guys in double figures. That's big time for us. It just feels great to win again, and that's the thing. Hopefully we won't take this for granted again and think we can just turn it on and off, that we got to be able to have this every single time we step on the court.
Well, Caden Matheny is a guy that has sort of been like a lot of freshmen at this time of their freshman season. They seem to be kind of feeling their way, not quite sure of their shot, and kind of hitting the wall. Big game from him today.
Big game from him. He shot the ball well. He hit some big shots for us when they cut into the lead. He was able to hit some big shots to extend the lead up to about 13, and we needed all 13 of those to finish out this game.
Let's talk about the team defense. Seemed today that you were more intent on not as much help because the way Toledo can space the floor and get it to shooters. So your defensive approach today, talk about that.
Defensive approach, we wanted to do a great job of keeping them out of the paint. They still had, I think, 38 points in the paint, but we made them take difficult shots, and that's what all we can ask for. They went 11 for 38 from three. So, that's a bunch of threes that you got to jack up right there. And they were jacking them up, and we did a good job of rebounding and got to knock down our free throws more consistently. But, we did a good job from the free throw line as well.
Certainly not a lot of turnovers in this game either way, 12 for them, 8 for you. But you turned them into 22 points. Your team, for the first time in a while, seemed to be very opportunistic.
We definitely took advantage of it. We didn't turn the ball back over. We had that bad habit of getting a turnover and then turning it right back over. We were able to attack and attack under control, and we were able to finish around the basket.
Also today seemed like your team was just so much more locked in defensively that it helped them at the offensive end. Not so much the easier baskets, but your team seemed more focused at the offensive end too.
It definitely did. When we're locked in defensively, we're very good on the offensive end. When we're not locked in defensively, we tend to struggle. And we haven't been locked in during this six-game losing streak. We've done it for spells during the game, but we didn't do it on a consistent basis. So today was the first time I saw that consistency on the defensive end. The energy and effort was there.
Well, I know it's the old million-dollar question. How do you keep them in that frame of mind? Right?
That's the thing. We got to stay there. They know the. I think it'll be easier because we know what it feels like to lose six in a row. And I don't think we want to go back to losing six in a row. So in order for us to be consistent, we have to bring the energy and effort every single time.
Well, the other day after the game, Justin Turner said it was like living in a nightmare. you concur?
I concur. It was definitely – it was Groundhog Day. That's what it felt like. So I'm glad Groundhog Day is over and we can get back to, taking one game at a time. And next up is Ball State, and they're very good. They just beat the same Toledo team. So we got to do a very good job against Ball State and go from there.
Coach, you know, a guy that you mentioned a few weeks ago we would start seeing more of, and we have, is Chandler Turner. You know, not a huge stat line today for Chandler, but the 2 points he came up with, the 17, 18 minutes he played, seems to do a lot of little things well. Talk about Chandler Turner, not just today, but how he's earned more playing time.
Chandler's earned the playing time because of how hard he practices, and that shows on the court. The stats may not have shown up, but his energy and his effort, he did a really good job on Milner early. Did a good job of guarding him. He knows the plays. He passes the ball extremely well. His assist numbers don't show up. He has some really good passes, and we missed those shots, but he does a great job for us, and he earned the right to play more minutes.
Also, you got production today from Josiah Fulcher. I know the other day he was a little bit dinged up and didn't play much against Kent State, but today 10 points, 4 assists, and a plus 17. I think defensively he seemed to really thrive today.
He picked back up his defensive intensity. Somewhere along the line he lost that, and then he picked it back up. It started in practice. He started practicing much better, and I'm glad to see that it translated to the game.
Well, Coach, a win at Toledo is like Christmas every day of the year. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. Bowling Green, 88, Toledo, 81.